Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Warming up the winter months, VH1 brings us a new season of their hit Love & Hip Hop Miami, Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific. The network's highest-rated launch since 2014, back newcomers and some fan favorites like renowned rapper, actor, entrepreneur Bobby Lights. Big things about to happen for Bobby, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Bobby, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
This is going to be an interesting season. You've got a lot going on, as I mentioned, music, sponsorships, and we get to watch it all unfold. What's on the horizon for you for season two?
For season two, you're going to see a lot of the heat that I'm bringing, a lot of the drama that I'm bringing, and ultimately that entertainment that you also love.
Yes.
I'm working on my album, and I'm also dealing with a lot of friendship situations and kind of just trying to figure out who's there for me, but I'm not stopping, and I'm not letting anybody get in my way, actually. I'm going to make it happen regardless. So you're going to see me rock and roll this season for sure.
Well, how difficult is that? You're on TV now, a television celebrity. The music career is taking off. How is that to figure out who the friends really are and who's just sort of clinging on here because you've got this fame now?
It can be difficult at times navigating through all of this, especially dealing with fame. You know, you run across a lot of people who really aren't here for you, or a lot of people that are here for you, and it kind of becomes blurry because, like you said, you don't know who has your best interest because they see the fame now. But my number one thing is just remaining humble and just staying grounded and staying focused on what I have to do. You know, I have a big purpose and a bigger goal than all of this. So as long as I can see that in plain sight, that I know for a fact, I'll be just fine.
I got the impression last season when you went into this, when you joined the cast, this was going to be, I'm sure, fun for you, but you've sort of had a goal in mind. It seems like you've got things pretty well planned out. Was there a plan in mind when you got in that, hey, this is an opportunity, I'm not going to blow this, I'm going to take it?
Yes, for sure. This was an amazing opportunity for me. And created a platform for me.
Yes.
So, you know, with opportunity and platform, I take that, and like you said, I'm not trying to mess anything up at this point, and I've worked so hard to get to this point, so what I'm doing with it is I'm showcasing who I am. I'm an artist, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an actor, I'm an entertainer, I'm an activist, and I'm definitely an advocate, so I want to be able to eventually show all those sides to me, and being on Love & Hip Hop, being a part of VH1 has definitely made it much easier for me. It has created more opportunities, and it has opened more doors for me. And once again, I'm just happy. I'm very happy.
And that comes through on the screen. We love that enthusiasm that you have there for your career and for being part of this. And we just sort of see all the dynamics develop in season one. Along comes season two and two new family members. How's that going to play out?
Thank you, first of all. And, on season one, you got to see a lot of riffraff between me and my cousin, who was already an established platinum recording artist. And the drama doesn't end there, you know. But we're better off now. We're on a new, you know, we've gone to a new start. And we're way better off than where we were,
yes.
I would say, a year ago, definitely, for sure. And we've come to common ground. And we've always loved each other. I'm always going to love her. She's always going to love me. But what's most important is that we've been able to find common ground and just become, how can I say, just we get along now. You know, we're family now. So, like, and with this season, you'll get to see all that, you know, and a little more. You know, I don't want to give away too much and spoil anything, but you will definitely see the whole relationship between me and my cousin Trina, for sure.
That will be fun to watch that play out. Got about a minute left. What did you learn about yourself in season one? As you went through the season, went back and watched it, did you learn something about yourself in the process?
Yeah, you know, I've learned a lot of things from watching myself on season one, but the main thing that I've learned about myself is that I am my biggest enemy, and I will always be the only person that can stop me from doing anything, and I will be the only person that can always make me do something. So once I had that little piece of information and that knowledge, I was able to just make much better decisions, I would say. So I was able to learn that I'm my biggest and my worst critic, and I'm also my biggest and my worst everything, and it's just me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Say when it's time or when it's not, so, yeah.
And we learned from you to be yourself. That's how you live your life. That's an important message that we got from you in season one. We're talking about the new season of Love and Hip Hop Miami, Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific on VH1. Fan favorite entertainer Bobby Lights has been our guest on the program. Bobby, we'll look forward to see what happens with music, with sponsorships, with your life during season two. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.